rapidly replacing overcrowded Monaco as the new refuge for the tax-burdened wealthy. But he wasn't the one in whom the photographers were most interested. It was the beautiful Englishwoman at his side who had attracted their attention, along with the attention of much of the American public. As Stefan led her toward his waiting limousine, Francesca lifted her gloved hand in a futile gesture that did nothing at all to stop the barrage of questions still being hurled at her. Questions about her job, her relationship with Stefan, even a question about her friendship with the star of the hit television series, China Colt. When she and Stefan were finally settled into the plush leather seats, and the limo pulled out into the late-night traffic on East 55th Street, she groaned. That media circus happened because of this coat. The press hardly ever bothers you, it's me. If I'd worn my old raincoat, we could have slipped right through without attracting any attention. Stefan regarded her with amusement. She frowned reproachfully at him. There's an important moral lesson to be learned here, Stefan. What's that, darling? In the face of world famine, women who wear sable deserve what they get. He laughed. You would have been recognized no matter what you'd worn. I've seen you stop traffic in a sweatsuit. I can't help it, she replied glumly. It's in my blood. The curse of the Serratellas.